For the love of farming. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. As input costs continue to rise for our nation's producers, what keeps them farming? Some young farmers and ranchers tell us their reasons.
There's nothing else God put me on this earth to do. Thought I wanted to be a mechanic. I went to school. The only thing I learned was I didn't want to be a mechanic. It's about the only thing that suits me is farming. It's nice to be at the end of the day and be able to look back across what you've done and be able to say, you know, I did that, and it turned out like you wanted it to. Even when it don't turn out like you want it to, you can still say, look back and say you had a hand in it.
Marshall County young farmer Corey Trout has a 197-acre dairy farm and says even though there are challenges, input costs being the largest, he couldn't imagine any other life for him. And Robertson County young farmer Joel Bernard agrees.
I'd say I'd be farming till I die. I'd like to see my children grow up and be farmers. Somebody's got to do it. People have got to eat, and without the farmer, nobody could survive.
Bernard and his family operate an 800-acre dairy and row crop operation, and he says even with feed, fertilizer, fuel, and labor challenges, he plans to keep on farming. And Ronald Benefield, young farmer from Lawrence County, says even though last year was really tough, he can't foresee a future without farming in it either.
I believe in our hearts that that's what we were born to do. God put us all here as policemen, nurses, and we're all chosen to do certain things. And I believe that a farmer is chosen to feed this country. And we just can't back down.
And Benefield operates a 700-acre beef cattle and row crop farm along with a feed and farm supply store. And all of these young farmers were this year's county winners in the Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Rancher Achievement Contest. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.